Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
If we were in a relationship.
We'd go well. I reckon.
No, I don't know that we would.
I think we
would. Because one of us always has to be right.
Oh, well, that's you. That is you. And one's controlling.
Oh, you. That is you. You do not like to let anyone do anything without your say-so.
Yesterday we spoke about relationship expert Jake Maddock, and he shared how often couples should be doing the do. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
G'day, Jake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries, buddy. Mate, is it, we played part of your call, 3 times a week couples should be doing the do.
Yeah, 2 to 3 times a week's perfect, yeah.
Right, perfect. Okay.
Is it achievable?
Oh, of course.
Right.
Okay.
Now, it's for someone that's been married for a long time and has kids.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Jakey, we gave this scenario earlier on this morning. Okay, someone from the Central Coast, they get up at 3:30, they may get on the M1 4 o'clock, get to Sydney, say, 5:30, maybe 6:00. They work 8 hours,
grinding
10
away
hours.
All day.
Drive back. They get back home 5:00, 6:00 in the arvo.
And you got those couple of hours where it's all happening in the house. There's kids everywhere, dinner's happening, schoolwork. You've got to get prepared for tomorrow. And then by the time 8 o'clock comes around, you are absolutely flat knackered.
Now,
how do you fit that other thing in during that day?
Yeah, totally understand. Life can be very busy sometimes, for sure. You got to make the time. You got to make the time, and you got to prioritize your relationship over the kids. Okay, a lot of people just put their kids first all the time, which is easy to do. Yeah, we all love our kids, but you got to put your relationship first sometimes too.
What, mate? If you don't put your relationship first, what's the consequence?
Well, what happens? People put their kids first and then their relationship slowly fades away over the years till attraction falls so low you hate each other. Then you get a divorce and then you see your kids 50% of the time anyway.
I sometimes get this thing where, you know, I think we're heading in the right direction and then all of a sudden my wife, she says, you've shot yourself in the foot because I'll do something stupid. And then that ruins the romance.
Every day, Jake, every day.
That ruins the romance. It's like you've got to run a perfect race to get to that point. And I don't know that I'm able to run a perfect race 3 times a week, Jake.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Now, this all has to do with building attraction. So everything you say and everything you do makes attraction go up or down, right? Now, the attraction, you know, in a normal relationship, the attraction might be a 6 or a 7 out of 10. So if you do say something stupid, your wife will say, you shot yourself in the foot again. So like she'll be on the guard, right? She'll be testing you a lot. Little things like that. If you can build the attraction up to a 10 out of 10, then these little things won't happen. She'll find it endearing instead of annoying.
See, some weeks I run out of toes altogether, shooting myself in the foot so often.
Just write all this stuff down, Rob. He's gone through 2 pins. Jakey, what about, mate? You often speak to people or you hear people in conversation, it's been a while. Mate, how does one get back on the horse, so to speak?
You gotta just jump in, or you can, like, I even get some couples to schedule it in. So sure, it ruins a lot of the spontaneity, but, you know, it's better doing it without the spontaneity than doing it at all.
Email or text one another.
I'm good with schedules because I sometimes miss the signs Some people have code and they speak code to their partner and their partner doesn't pick up the code.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But if it's 8 p.m. on a Monday night, you go, it's 8 p.m., let's go.
Yeah, right, okay. Right. Mate, and you did mention about building the attraction. How does one build the attraction? Just for, say, someone I work with, I'm just going to pass that information on.
It's a lot of normal stuff, guys, going on dates. Take your wife on a date every second week, okay? Make sure you embrace that masculine feminine energy well, talk well to each other, and try to avoid a lot of the traps people fall into with lowering attraction, arguing, you know, lack of integrity, acting single when you're in a relationship, all these little things which destroy relationships, that destroys attraction as well.
You know what I found? Going to a hotel on the weekend. That's good.
There you go.
Do you want to write that down?
That'll help. That can get expensive because if you're doing that every weekend.
I know. But it is. Do you find, Jakey, getting away from the home is also a good way?
Yeah. Mini holidays and stuff like that can be good, yeah.
All right, write that down again, Robert. I'm just helping my mate out there, Jakey. Okay. Now, Jakey, if it's been years and years and years and years, what is the best way to get that activity back?
Start with a date. So the man asks, "Do you want to go on a date? Do you want to go on a date this Friday?" She'd say, "Okay."
Yeah.
They go on a date and they slowly bring the romance back, and then they got to get into it.
So like cool. When you first date. Yeah, right.
First
down,
date. First date. First date. You don't just assume that because you've been kissed on the lips after dinner, that that means that you're going somewhere else.
That right. It might take a few times, yeah.
Yeah. Be patient, Paddy Gerard.
Jakey. Mate, now where can we get all the info? I know we can get it on TikTok at Coach Jake Maddock. Where else? Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram, Jake Maddock. If you put Jake Maddock in anywhere, I should pop up.
Okay, and coaching and see some information. Mate, you have been a wealth of knowledge. Yeah. Let me tell you,
for
someone
to be
I work
using
with.
Jakey. Some of these notes.
Okay, thanks for joining us this morning, Jakey. See you, mate. Jakey Maddock, who is relationship coach.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.